This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Don, who has been suffering from COVID pneumonia, is home. He came home yesterday, so that is great news. And we know for a fact that he is watching the show. We spoke to him before, and he's just thrilled to be home. But this is not something that you snap your fingers and all of a sudden he's going to be back. Peter and I have been pleading with him, you know, take your time. The show's going to be here when you come back, and when you come back, we'll be better for it. But COVID pneumonia is a very serious issue, Peter, and he's got to take care of himself and really slow down and only come back when he feels 100%. Because if he pushes it, you have a setback.
Don's not coming in and half-assing it.
No.
Once he's here, you're getting full 150 Don.
We don't know if we'll survive until Don gets back. I mean, we realize the heavy lifting that it is without Don 70%.
Straight him out!
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Now, I was thinking about that previous caller, Steve from Westchester. So he mentioned the Dodgers, right? Mm-hmm. As, you know, a superior GM. The Dodgers, before they won their World Series, had not won since 1988.
Right.
So sometimes the problems are worse across the street than you think they are in your home. You just never know. Well, we have missed our friend. And he has gone through a tough time. Spent time in the hospital. He is back home. But we wanted him to touch in because so many people have reached out to us on air, off air, social media. Don, when's Don coming back? Well, here he is for just a short time because we want you to hear that he actually still exists. The great Don LaGreca.
Wow.
On his phone from his bedroom. Don, how you doing, my friend?
Gentlemen, how you doing? I'm hanging in. I'm getting better. Every day is a new day. But to be home, hearing the kids in the background, getting better, that's the main thing. I want to go to work, but I'm going to do this right. I got to see my primary doctor on Tuesday, and I'll let her, you know, make a lot of the decisions as far as what's best for me. But I'm missing a lot of stuff. It's killing me. But
no, you're not.
What killed me worse was the way I was feeling before I went to the hospital. So it was the best decision I made, and I'm so much better for it. But it's going to take some time, and I'm going to give it the time it takes.
Just real quick, because it's different hearing you on the phone. You sound a little different. I don't want there to be conspiracy theories that come up on the internet about this not being the real Don. Can you name all the members of Metallica, please?
I can at least give you James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, and Lars Ulrich. I can give you that.
There you go. Okay. Okay.
How's that?
Now you mentioned, Don, that you went to the hospital on Saturday. You know, there's still a
Sunday.
Sunday. There's still a segment of the population that does, you know, believes that this is a flu. And we're not trying to convince people otherwise, but for the Don that I know for 20 years, for you to go to the hospital, you must have felt like as poorly as you've ever felt. Am I right?
It was surreal. It wasn't even like necessarily feeling bad. It was just having like zero energy. I just, to do anything took an amazing effort. Like I got to go to the bathroom. I'll give myself 10 minutes to kind of pump myself up just to get out of bed to be able to do it. I mean, that's the pneumonia part of it, just made it so difficult to just do anything. And I said, this is not right. This is not normal. I've got to get this checked out. Plus, I just had a fever. I could not kick, which was also scary because they tell you, take Tylenol. But I don't know. I felt like I was poisoning myself by taking Tylenol like every 4 hours to get rid of the fever. And it was the best thing I did. And I was never really in bad shape. They even said for somebody, you know, that has, you know, COVID, I was still on the very good end of things. But it was still enough, you know, at 54 for the pneumonia to really knock me on my butt. And they pumped me up on antibiotics. And they also had to worry about blood clots. So I was getting shots in my stomach 4 or 5 times a day, which was not pleasant either. But compared to what other people go through, it was nothing. But it was the best thing I did because I feel so much better than I did on Sunday.
Now, you also told me when we talked the other day that you didn't, when you showed up to the hospital, you didn't know you were going to stay there, so you didn't bring anything. You didn't have an iPad. You didn't have anything.
I had my phone charger. I was smart enough to do that.
All right,
but that's it. So there was a lot of MASH marathons, and thank God for the show, too. The show was so good, so much fun to listen to, and the outpouring from the listeners and being able to see people reach out to me on Twitter and the people that I know, that kept ticked up for a lot of time, too. I heard from, you'd be surprised some of the people that I heard from.
Go ahead.
competition. It was very nice, the people that all reached out. And I thought that was really, really cool. So that made me feel better. But, yeah, I was thinking about you, man. Like, yeah, my iPad would really go well, right? This would be really nice. Drop this on my chest here and...
Don, you could have killed
me. Domino's, get a nice little iPad going, you know, do something.
You could have killed Ozark.
Yeah, right. I was able to get through. It was really not a lot of sleep, so that was probably the best to try to kind of keep me concentrated on that.
How was the food?
Awful. and you get this thing they call COVID tongue, which I had heard about, like not being able to taste anything.
Right.
But if you have COVID, like just everything kind of tastes kind of crappy. So I bet you I lost about 25 pounds.
No.
Really?
I've had a hankering for some sesame chicken. I think I'm going to get it tonight. I'd eat off the floor at this point. That's how desperate I am to have it. So
our guy's back. Our guy's back, Michael. I told you the other day. I was worried about him because he didn't have an appetite last weekend. And the second Don doesn't want sesame chicken, orange chicken, General Tso's, we got problems. So yeah. Don's back.
So the first thing I thought about, that's, you know, like I got to have me some of that. So hopefully tonight I'll have it. But I've had some soup and a lot of fruit, a lot of grapes. So not exactly the diet that this belly's used to. So between putting all the fruit in my belly and getting those shots, my stomach probably doesn't know what the heck's going on.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, it's been 5 shows you've missed, so I'm going to give you the opportunity, Don. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest that you have an opinion about with sports that you just want to say quickly before we let you go?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I wish you have so much an influence on Charlie. Can you just, for me, just for Uncle Don, just throw a little hockey in?
He watched some of the Ranger game with me last night.
He loves Murray. He loves Brady. He loves to watch the basketball. You know, throw him in front of the TV tomorrow, 3:00, Channel 7, Penguins, Rangers. Right? You know, it's two really good teams. Crosby, Malkin, and you got the Rangers playing great. Just give him a little bit of a chance.
Okay, he watched some
That's
of it yesterday. He watched some of it yesterday. All right, what else you got?
Well, the Rangers are just playing just unreal. And last night's win, I thought you were eloquent about it too, Michael. That was a major, major statement. They had lost to them 5-1 to start the season. And that kind of hovered over their whole year. They got killed by Washington. They got killed by Carolina. Swept by Columbus. Swept by Calgary. Swept by Colorado. Like, they're feeling like, is this team really as good as their record? And I think a lot of people believe it's Fugazi. And to go on national television last night against the Washington team, hadn't played in a week, and just really beat them pillar to post, I think it's just a major statement. I think people are just going to have to accept that maybe this isn't what you thought they were going to be, but they're going to stick around. Again, I'm not going to say they're going to win a Stanley Cup, but I heard Peter talking about it before. We're going to need something. If it's not going to be any baseball, I'm not sure what the Knicks and Nets are going to do here. You know, this could be a fun run. And we've seen when the Rangers go on a run, people care. So I think that could be a lot of fun. It's killing me not calling these games. I was supposed to call the game tomorrow. I got a bunch of games coming up in March. So hopefully I'll get back to doing that. But there's something special brewing here, and it's a lot of fun, and I think people are starting to take to it.
Yeah, they're 5-0-1 in their last six games. They've played very well, and Shesterkin's playing a lot, which is what he should be playing. You know, you want him to be the rock, and they're going to be fun. They're dangerous. They really are, and we didn't think they'd be this good.
No, I don't think anybody did. And, you know, Shesterkin has just been a godsend for them. It's a fun team, you know, exciting team to watch, so... Throw Charlie in front of the TV. Did he like what he was watching last night?
Yeah, he was like, you know what? It's funny you bring it up. Like he's saying, you know, he's asking what the certain calls are. And I don't know hockey like that. I just don't. So I kind of faked through it. I said, well, if they cross that line, they can't cross that line. And I was explaining a power play to him and everything, but.
Couldn't get through a two-line pass, huh?
Yeah, I tried. Now, I know Tuesday's exciting for you, Don, because you're going to see your primary care doctor. And
we know how you feel about your urgent care doctor.
Right, so the primary care doctor, Peter, is a woman, so Don gets to strip down in front of her, and I think there's part of him that enjoys that.
Wow, that is a really interesting take by you, Michael.
Am I right, Don?
You asked me to do naked in a week. They've been able to do all the things that doctors do without any nudity. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, yeah. You weren't nude in front of any of the doctors?
No. What did they have to see me naked?
I got
pneumonia.
Curiosity? I don't know.
Morbid. Listen,
if I go to a doctor and it's like, I got pneumonia, I can't breathe. All right, pull your pants down. I'm leaving. none of the breathing area is coming from there, okay?
Now, did people know?
Let's keep your eyes front, all right?
Did people know who you were?
One of the nurses, when I was on the phone, like freaked out when she found out because she was a big Ranger fan. But I never got a chance to meet her. But when I talked to her on the phone, she was very excited.
I bet.
Must have been tough, Don.
How can I? Of all the times to mock you, would I mock you now? I have a greater appreciation for you now after these 5 days and how hard this job is without you. I've said it on the air. It's painful.
I think Peter's been terrific. Michael, you're great as always. But seriously, the show has been tremendous.
No, it's missing.
This is why I get. This is why I understand management telling me to take my time because they see something's emerging here.
Peter, I mean, the powers that be, I mean, he's being let's say, attended to by the highest powers that be in the ESPN universe. That's how much they care about this guy.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Am I right, Don?
Some nice offers have been made, yes.
Yes. There you go.
And they make me a bad guy for taking them up on it?
No, of course not. An offer is made, you do it.
Absolutely not. Now, I have a question. Is Kenny being forced to work more because of this, or are they...
No. Kenny, nothing touches Kenny's schedule, okay? So, you'll get a lot of... I think they need to get a little more... Like John Giannone's calling the game tomorrow. John does a great job. Michael will tell you about that.
You want John to mess up just a little bit so they miss you, right?
No, I don't think that way. Why would you think that way?
Well, that's how I think about everything, yeah.
Now,
gig, I'm the backup.
Now, real quick, Don, yes. Speaking of which, story that we broke that was broken this week that we talked about yesterday, what do you think about the rumors that Troy Aikman is coming over to the mothership ESPN for Monday Night Football and maybe Joe Buck as well?
Well, listen, I would be happy to have both of them. I think they're both of the best at what they do. I mean, I think Troy Aikman is better than Tony Romo and Buck. How great would that be? We can have him on as a weekly.
The only thing that I don't like about it, Don, I mean, I'm being totally honest here. I didn't think I'd say it on the air. Steve Levy's a friend of mine. I thought he did a really good job, and like this is all playing out in public, and it's got to be tough for him.
I know, because nobody's better than your boy Leaves.
No,
I mean, and we don't really know Lewis Riddick and Brian Greasy, and but you know, they've lost.
They
their
do a
job
good
job,
and they do a good job too.
Yeah, but, so that's tough.
I put myself in the shoes of Steve. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Steve's had an amazing going through a tremendous career. He's killed it on the NHL side too. I think ESPN's done a great job with the NHL coverage. But I don't think if you're Steve Levy and you're being replaced by Joe Buck, I don't want to say it's a compliment, but I think you kind of understand.
Right.
Now you could say, why are they so hot to try to get better? I really don't know why these networks clamor and spend the money that they spend on football, considering they could have nobody and still do the exact same rating.
And I said this,
but
Don, yesterday.
Joe Buck.
You almost have to respect, because Michael said, oh, well, if supposedly Aikman got to $14 million, but they wouldn't get him up to $18 million, why not do it? I said you almost have to respect Fox for knowing we could put anyone out there. We're not going to spend $18 million.
He's Joe Buck.
Yeah, you know, you said it the other day, Peter. What rating does it translate to?
A tenth?
If the game is good, people are going to watch it, period.
I mean, if it's football, it doesn't even have to be good, Don, because, I mean, my head exploded when I found out that the Pro Bowl outrated the NBA All-Star Game. Couldn't believe it.
When I saw that, because I did watch a little bit of the NBA All-Star Game, and there was things that were compelling about it. There's nothing compelling about the Pro Bowl, nothing. And you can't even say it's gambling. Hey, you gamble on flag football. You don't know any of the guys that are in it, because half of them don't even want to go.
Right.
I didn't even know it was on. Nobody loves football more than me. I couldn't tell you the game was on when it was on.
I know.
Because I didn't care.
I know. And the NBA is trotting out every all-time great. You have Michael Jordan hugging LeBron James at center court. These moments that are just unbelievable. And it still cannot touch the Pro Bowl.
They did a great job of the top 75.
Yep. Well, we're glad to hear your voice. I know our listeners are glad to hear your voice. We have been, all kidding aside, really worried, obviously. You know how much we love you as a colleague and, most importantly, as a friend. And we do urge you to take your time, although you get back as soon as you can, but take your time. And when you're ready, you're ready. And we'll be here for you, right?
Well, I said it when we lost, Tim McCarthy, that, you know, it's family. And you never know it more than when something like this happens. I mean, you guys have been on top of this thing from the beginning, with your phone calls and your texts and your caring, and it goes well beyond just colleagues. You guys are like family members, and never felt closer to you guys than I do going through something like this. So you guys will always be family. And that also goes to the people that listen to the show, to watch the show every single day. I felt your love. I feel it now. And I love you people. You're the best.
Enjoy the sesame chicken tonight.
Yeah, Don, thank you, man. Enjoy tonight.
Okay. I'll eat off the floor like a dog. That's how bad I want it.
Post that video. I'd like that on social, please.
Yeah,
that
would be nice. Yeah.
That'd be something to see.
Get some rest, buddy.
I think I need a break from that.
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
All right. So there he is.
You know what?
Great one.
And you know what? I'm going to say this right now. Don's more than family, Michael. He's Ramilly.
He's not Ramilly. Well, he's Ramapoli.
You won't let him, even after the sickness, you won't let him be a part of the Ramley?
I'm sorry. He didn't go to Fordham. As sick as he is, he didn't
rules
go to
are,
Fordham.
Rules are rules. You only join
the
Ramley.
Am I right, Anthony? I mean, you're a Fordham guy. We can't just let him in, right, Ant?
I don't know. I mean, we might have to make an exception. We could talk to people. You can. I can't. But you can make it happen.
No, I don't think I'm going to make that call.
The Ramley is a very, very, very serious group. I understand.
He's in the Ramopoly. All right, you heard from Don. You've heard a lot of the take. They are still meeting down in Jupiter. And I would say that the longer they meet, you would think that's good news. We'll try to interpret that when we get back. Want to hear from you. You just heard from Don, 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay, Rosenberg, and you, and LaGreca, too, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.